Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again. Two men of mystery, two unknowns, continue to exist in the same city. The Big Four Gang, underworld organization of ruthless rackets, is led by a man who is never seen, even by his gang, a voice known only as Mr. Big. In order to force the Daily Sentinel to stop its campaign against the rackets, Mr. Big attempted to kill Britt Reed. The attempt failed, but rather than subject his staff to danger, Britt Reed gave out the information that he was leaving on a secret vacation. He did leave, only to return to the city as the Green Hornet. At the wheel of the Black Beauty, masked and mysterious, Britt Reed smashed blow after blow at the Big Four, trying to uncover the head of the gang, Mr. Big.
I'll have your change in a minute, mister.
Late one night, near closing time, in a small neighborhood drugstore, the man behind the counter made change for a solitary customer.
Three makes 40, 50, 75, $1. Thank you.
Okay, Tim.
Was there something else?
No.
Oh. Well, it's late, and so
yes,
I want to...
Yes, Tim, it's late. So what?
I'd like to close up.
Yeah, maybe you will close up.
So if there's nothing else you want, I'll...
I guess you didn't hear me, pal.
Look, mister, I'd like to close the store. It takes maybe half an hour to lock up. I got to get home. You know how it is. So if you don't want anything
else,
I
guess you didn't hear me, pal. I said maybe you will close up.
Huh?
You run this joint, don't you?
Say, this is the best drugstore in the neighborhood.
Okay, okay.
Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
What are you getting at?
Me? I come to give you a little advice, pal. You ought to join up.
Join what? I belong to the Masons and the local Rotarian.
What's your name?
Me? Ferris. Why?
Okay, Mr. Ferris. Let me give you a little tip. If you want to do business in a drugstore, you better join the association.
You mean like them downtown places? Oh, no, not me, mister. That's a racket.
Okay, Ferris, stop the kidding.
Huh?
Take that blank look off your puss. What do you think we're playing is? A game of Pachisi? You're on the list, see? You head of the Big Four.
The Big Four? You mean... Get out of here.
You got a week to join the organization, Ferris.
Get out. I'm not knuckling under to any racket. This is a free country, and I'm a citizen. You gangsters can't put the pressure on me. I've got my rights, and I'm going to...
Come out from behind that
corner.
Let's go. Let's help. All right, Ferris.
What are you going to do with that bottle?
Wise guy, huh? See that counter over there?
What's the idea?
You got it through your dumb brain now, chum?
Well, you smashed the whole counter.
Yeah, you're lucky it ain't your head. 1 week, Ferris. You join the association in 1 week, and next time there won't be nothing left of your joint. Are you either?
Hoodlum, walking in here. The Big Four, huh? Racket, that's what it is. Think I'm scared, huh? I'll show them. Ruining my counter. Hello. Hello, operator. Operator, I want to talk to the police. Yes, the police.
Sentinel, Gunnigan talking. Who? Sergeant Moran. You got something? Sure, let's have it. Nothing like news for a newspaper. What's that name? Okay, got it. Thanks, Moran. We'll give you a couple of tickets to the fight. Goodbye.
Is this anything important, Gunnigan?
Huh? Oh, yeah, it might be, Blackett. Didn't see you come in. Miss Case, Casey.
How is the Sentinel's campaign against the Big Four going?
Could be better, Mr. Blackett. And the same goes for your campaign and the city council. Miss Cage.
Right with you, Gunnigan.
Matter of fact, this might be a lead.
That's all.
Yeah, you can listen while I spread the word.
You wanted me, Gunnigan?
Anybody around, Casey, Lowry, Axford?
Well, I can get Axford. He's across the street having a cup of coffee. Why?
Well, he's just got a tip. Have Axford see a man named Ferris. Runs a drugstore uptown.
Is it good?
Don't know yet, Miss Case. It's about the Big Four.
Gosh.
Yeah. Dust Axford off and send him out there.
Oh, but look at the time, Gunnigan.
For Pete's sake, what's time got to do with it? Ferris got a threat from the Big Four, and I want to see him as soon as he can get there.
Getting late. Almost time for some shut-eye. That you, Crandall? What did Mr. Beagle have to say?
Funny, Skip. You get a chopper?
Huh?
A chopper, a machine gun.
Sure, for what?
That monkey Ferris talked to the cops.
You're nuts.
Nuts may I. I just got it upstairs for Mr. Big.
We just left the big guy.
Now, don't ask me where Mr. Big gets his dope, but if he says Ferris talked to the cops, why Ferris talked to the cops?
What do you know, and how do you know it was Mr. Big? You didn't see him?
Nobody sees Mr. Big, never. Just his voice coming out of no place. Why? You want to disobey orders?
Not me.
Well, then start this car. We stop off at Ferris's place, see? With a machine gun.
You heard that, Cato?
Yes, Mr. Bates. I heard.
All right, back in the alley to the Black Beauty. And hurry, there isn't much time.
Like I said, Mr. Ferris, we're sorry it's kind of late.
Well, that's okay.
You don't mind, do you? We're from the Sentinel. Well, frankly, if we don't show up with a story, the news editors have to throw it to the lions.
Oh, it's okay, miss. I wasn't sleepy anyway. I'm still burning up about that Big Four gorilla.
You told the cops?
No hoodlum's going to scare me.
I told you, Axford. You didn't want to come. You said it was another of Gunnigan's pipe dreams.
Suffering thanks, Casey. Will you skip it? We're here, ain't we?
Yes, but...
Then what? That's all that matters. Go ahead.
It's about the Big Four.
Gosh.
Yeah. Dust Axford off and send him out there.
Oh, but look at the time, Gunnigan.
For Pete's sake, what's time got to do?
His name was Crandall.
What's that? Crandall?
That's right. Is he important?
But holy crow, he's one of the Big Four top men. He runs the drugstore association.
The police have a call out for him now.
Golly, we got a real story. Did you hear that, Casey? It was Crandall that... Casey.
Quiet, Axford.
Huh?
What's that, Ferris?
Well, that's a hot air register in the furnace.
Axford, I heard a noise.
Huh?
Just now, it came from that register.
There's no one in the basement.
You certain?
Of course.
Ah, for Pete's sake, Casey. We're getting a story. Will you stop fussing around? Now, where was we, Ferris? Oh, yeah. I was asking you about, was you going to swear out the warrant for Crandall's arrest?
Careful, Cato.
Doc, Mr. Bates.
You know what to do, Cato?
Yes, sir.
This furnace pipe leads to the room where Ferris is talking to Axford in this case. If I shout into it, they'll hear me plainly.
Yes.
But they won't recognize my voice, and neither will those gangsters.
That is true.
I'll stay here. You get back to the car.
Very well.
Please give those rats the scare of their lives. Signal me when you see them coming near the house. And don't forget, otherwise it may be just too bad. Green Hornet. That horn, yes.
Yeah, nuts, you're crazy.
I tell you, it was a Hornet.
And I say it was a regular car with a regular horn. Come on. Up the steps and ring the bell. We got a job to do.
What's time got to do?
His name was Crandall.
What's that? Crandall?
That's right. Is he important?
But holy crow, he's one of the Big Four top men.
Now, outside of us is just a wife and a kid. They're upstairs asleep.
And that horn. You heard it, Axford.
Golly, Casey, will you stop? That wasn't the Green Hornet.
I heard something, but I know...
No, there ain't nothing at all. Case crazy ideas, that's all.
The Green Hornet doesn't fool Axford.
You see what I mean, Ferris? It don't make sense. Besides, Casey, the harness ain't no part of the Big Four. He's out to get him. Now forget about it, will you? You'll have us all jumping like rabbits every time there's a... What's that?
It's the doorbell.
Oh, there. You see what I mean, Casey? Now quit it.
I wonder who it can be.
Well, right with you, Ferris.
Mr. Ferris.
Yes?
It might be reporters from some other paper. Maybe the Clarion. We'd like to keep this private for the Sentinel.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, we want a scoop.
I understand. But I'll have to answer at least.
Well, sure, but that's all right.
Just a moment. Yeah, what do you want?
Inside, Ferris. Holy cow, slam the door, you dunk.
Too bad you got company, Ferris.
You... That gun.
The machine gun, lady.
Your axe, don't you dare to shoot.
Talk to the cops, huh, Ferris?
You aren't going to shoot
her. Yeah, Ferris, yeah. When I give the word, you're all going to be dead pigeons.
Anytime you say, Crandall.
Line up. Against the wall.
Ah, you little rat. I ought to...
Against the wall. Yeah, like that.
Watch out, Crandall.
What the... Where'd that come from? There's somebody else in the house.
It's the Green Hornet, Crandall. The Green Hornet.
Let him have it, Skip.
Get out of this house. Get out and stay out.
The lights? What's happened to the lights? Get back, Casey.
It's dark.
Skip, shoot. Will you shoot?
Not me. I'm getting out. I'm getting out.
Skip, come here. Oh, you sap. Wait a minute.
Let it go. Let me go. I ain't standing here. First that hornet starts talking. Out of no place. And then the lights go out. And that bomb.
It wasn't a bomb.
Well, whatever it was, I...
Grandpa. Huh? Behind you. Right behind you. There's a little guy with a gun.
What are you talking?
It's for you.
Crandall. Shut up. Get him out. Get
him.
They come this way.
Careful, Axford.
Johnny, Casey, we can't let
him
get away without...
Oh.
Holy crow.
Axford, it's those two crooks. They're our cops.
Gunnigan? Yeah. We're calling from Ferris Place now. Sure the cops is here. Them two crooks is heading for the cooler.
Well, here's Moran now, Axford.
Hold it, Gunnigan. Moran was just down looking at the cellar.
You're right, Miss Case. That boy's come right up through the furnace pipe.
Was it the Hornet, Moran?
Yeah, might have been. We found the light fuse pulled out.
Yeah, the lights went out.
Yeah, that was how. And that noise you heard. We found a blank cartridge shell in the furnace. From up here, it would sound like a bomb easy.
And the boy said it was the Hornet.
I ain't saying yes, and I ain't saying no. Them two rats was gassed the way the Hornet does.
Sure, the Hornet's after the Big Four, Moran. It must have been him.
Well, at least we got him behind bars, Mr. Ferris. You don't have to worry about... Hey, Ferris, where is he?
That's strange. He went out that door a minute ago.
He did, huh? Ferris!
Not out here.
Golly, he must be.
Ferris! He's not here.
But I saw him just a... Moran. Where's Moran?
Huh? What is it, Miss Case?
Look, on the door.
On the door.
Holy crow. It's the mark of the Green Hornet.
Moran, that's what happened. Ferris was taken away by the Green Hornet.
The riverfront?
Why, I checked every place. I'll tell you, Axford was right. Ferris didn't leave of his own accord, Gunnigan.
Green Hornet, huh?
Well, you printed it in the Sentinel.
Sure, just a flash, that's all. We have to have more definite information for the next edition, Casey.
Well, Axford's still making the rounds of the hotels, Gunnigan.
What about Ferris's home? Maybe he's back there.
Well, Mrs. Ferris would let us know. He hasn't gone back.
All right, all right. Daily Sentinel, Gunnigan. Yes, we called the police. Who's this? Oh, it's you, Moran. You got anything? Okay, that doesn't do much good. Keep in touch, will you?
Sergeant Moran?
Yeah, the police have no trace of Ferris. How long has it been? 4 or 5 hours?
All of that, Gunnigan. Well, it's almost breakfast time.
Breakfast? What I wouldn't give for a big stack of wheat cakes.
Well, why not?
No can do, Casey. I'm in charge of this newspaper with Reed out of town. We can send the boy for some coffee.
A newspaper never sleeps.
Yeah, neither do we. Again. Answer that, will you, Casey? My sore.
Daily Sentinel, but it... What? What's that? Oh, good grief. Hold the phone.
What goes?
Gunnigan, it's Ferris.
Ferris?
Yes, he's at the Blackwood Hotel.
Give me that phone. No, never mind. Get your bonnet, Casey. Get going.
Me? Where?
What do you think? To get the story. You're going to the Blackwood Hotel.
Yes, Miss Case. Yes, I called the Sentinel as soon as I recovered.
The Green Hornet gassed you?
When I stepped out that door last night. You remember in my house?
What made you leave in the first place?
Well, I thought I heard a noise out there. You were all so busy, I didn't want to disturb you.
The Hornet was out there waiting.
He must have been. The next thing I remember, I woke up in my car. The Hornet was driving.
Your car? Well, what about the Hornet car?
Yes, my car. Well, his car was following along behind. I don't mind telling you, I was plenty scared.
Oh, good grief, who wouldn't be?
I don't exactly know how I got here. The room clerk said I walked in sort of a daze. I guess he thought maybe I had a little too much to drink. It was that gas the Hornet used, I guess. But now I feel fine.
Look, never mind your personal history. Did you get a look at the Hornet?
Sure, but he was wearing a mask.
Oh.
He said he was out to get the Big Four gang. That he was getting me out of my house for my own good.
What did he mean by that?
I don't know. Those two gorillas came over to use a machine gun on me.
Well, they're in jail. They couldn't harm you now.
But still, the Hornet seems so positive.
Have you called your home, Ferris?
No, not yet. It's so early. Why, you don't think anything's wrong?
I don't know. Just a feeling. Go ahead, answer that.
Hello? Yes, this is Ferris. What about my house? Yes. Yes, right away.
Ferris, what is it? What's wrong?
I've got to go.
What's the matter? You look like a sleepwalker.
My house. It's been bombed.
Whoever tossed that bomb certainly knew his business. Flat as a pancake.
My house. Look at it.
Oh, buck up, Ferris. Your family's safe. They weren't in it.
Yeah, they were with the police station. They got a call that I'd been located for them to get over to the police station. But I don't understand that. The police didn't call my wife.
Don't you get it? The Hornet.
What?
The Green Hornet. He must have called your wife and pretended he was the police.
Why, yes. Yes, of course.
He ties in. The Hornet got you out last night and he said he was doing it for your own good.
Then it was the Four who did this?
Your guess is as good as mine. But I'm betting it was the Big Four.
Those dirty rats.
Forget it. You're safe.
Oh, it's not that. I have insurance. I'm fully protected.
I guess the Big Four are really trying to get you to lay off.
They'll need more than that. I'm going to prosecute that man Crandall, but the last thing I do...
Now you're...